jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We're continuing our Bhagavad Gita study group. Tonight we are looking at Chapter 7, Jnana Vijnana Yoga, Knowledge and Realization of the Supreme. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Maya Ashakta Mana Parta Yogam Yunjam Marashraya Asangshayam Samagramam Jata Yashya Sita Chinru Rinu. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Maya Shakta Mana Parta Yogam Yunjan Marashraya Samshayam Samagram Mamyata Yagasi Tachrinu. The Lord said, O Partha, hear from me how, with mind attached to me, the Supreme Lord, linking your consciousness with me and taking refuge in me alone, you will without doubt be able to know me, my holy abode, my opulences, and my associates. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam bhakshyam yasheshata yagyatta neha puyo nyaj jnanatvam avishishyate. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam bhakshyam yasheshata yagyatta melyo puyo. Now I shall reveal to you this knowledge of my absolute power, as well as the realization of my sweetness, knowing which nothing will remain to be known here on this supreme path. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschidya tati siddhaye jatattam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Manushanam shahasresu kaschid yat siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Of countless souls, few reach the human form. Of thousands of human beings, very few may try to realize the soul and the supersoul. And of thousands who have attained such realization, hardly one can actually know me, Shyamasunda. Bhumir apo nalo vayu kamano buddhireva cha ahankara itiyam me bin bina prakriti ashtada. Bhumir apo nalo vayu kamano buddhireva cha ahankara itiyam me bina prakriti ashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego are the eight divisions of my illusory potency in this world. This is a commentary by Srila Sridhar Maharaj on this verse. In this verse it is expressed that jnana, or knowledge, in the true sense of the word and in accordance with the precepts of devotion, is actually Bhagavad Aishwarya Jnana, or knowledge of the supremacy of the Lord. The general seekers of knowledge may consider realization of the soul as distinct from the body and material elements to be enlightenment, but this does not constitute ultimate knowledge. Thus, to explain the conception of his lordship, the Lord reveals his forms, his potencies, and their characteristics. My different aspects are Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Brahma is non-differentiated, formless aspect of my potency. Paramatma, the Supersoul, is also an appearance of my potency in relation to the cosmic manifestation. And this aspect of mine is not eternally manifest. Only my form of Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, is my eternal self. And in this form, my three eternal potencies exist as Antaranga or Chit Shakti, the internal divine potency, Bahiranga or Maya Shakti, the external illusory potency, and Tatastha or Jiva Shakti, the marginal potency, comprising the innumerable living beings. In this verse, the Lord has described his eternal illusory potency. This is the commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, quoted by Guru Maharaj. Apareyam itas tvanyam prakritim vidime param jivabhutam mahabaho yayedam daryate jagat. Apareyam itas tvanyam prakritim vidime param jivabhutam mahabaho yayedam daryate jagat. O mighty hero Arjuna, this external worldly nature is inferior, but know that superior to this nature is my marginal potency, comprised of the individual souls. Worldly existence is adopted by the souls for enjoyment through fruitive actions. The divine world emanates from my internal potency, and the mundane world from my external potency. The potency of the living beings is known as marginal, as they are constitutionally situated midway between these planes. They may choose to reside either in the mundane plane or the divine. Etadyonini bhutani sarvanityupadaraya aham krishnasya jagata prabhava pralayastata. Etadyonini bhutani sarvaniti upadaraya aham krishnasya jagata prabhava pralayastata. Know that all species, either moving or stationary, are manifest from these two natures, as the field of action and the knower of the field, and I alone am the cause of the manifestation and dissolution of the entire universe. Mata parataram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya mayi sarvam idam prutam sutremani gana iva. Mata parataram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya mayi sarvam idam prutam sutremani gana iva. O Arjuna, there is nothing superior to me. All existence depends on me, like gems strung on a thread. Rasoham apsukunteya prabhasmi shashi surjayo pranava sarva vedeshu shabdake purusham nisu. Rasoham apsukunteya prabhasmi shashi suryo pranava sarva vedeshu shabdake purusham nisu. O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water. I am the radiance of the sun and the moon. I am Om, the fundamental vibration in all the Vedas. I am the sound in the ether, and I am the masculinity in men. Punyoganda prithivyam cha tejas chasmi vibhavasu jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapas chasmi tapasvishu. Punyoganda prithivyancha tejas chasmi vibhovaso jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapas chasmi tapasvishu. I am the pure fragrance of the earth, and I am the radiance of fire. I am the lifespan of all beings, and in aesthetics I am the power to endure duality, such as cold and heat. Bijamam sarvabhutanam vidyaparta sanatanam buddhir buddhimatam asmi tejas tejas vinam aham. Bijamam sarvabhutanam vidyaparta sanatanam buddhir buddhimatam asmi tejas tejas vinam aham. O Partha, know me as the eternal, original cause of all life forms. I am the intelligence of the intelligent, the power of the powerful. Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam Dharma virudo bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshaba balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivajitam Dharma virudo bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshaba. O Arjuna, I am the strength of the strong, without selfishness and attachment, and I am the desire for procreation in the living beings, which does not contravene the universal principles of religion. Ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajasas tamasa chaye mata eva titan vidhi natvaham teshu te mayi. Ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajasa tamasas chaye mata eva titan vidhi natvaham teshu te mayi. Furthermore, know that all things of the nature of goodness, passion, and ignorance are manifest from me alone. Nevertheless, I am not in them. They, subordinate to me, are in me. Tribhir guna mayer bhavair abhi sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabijanati mam ebhyam paramavayayam. Tribhir guna mayer bhavair ebhi sarvamidam jagat mohitam namijanati mamebhyam paramavayam. The entire world of living beings is deluded by the three modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can know me, the Supreme Lord, who am transcendental to these modes and immutable. Daivye shugunamayi mamamaya dharatyaya mamevaye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. Daivyesha guna mayi mama maya dharatyaya mameva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. My alluring trimodal illusory potency is practically insurmountable. However, those who take shelter in me can overcome this powerful obstacle. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama mayaya parita jnana asuram bhavamashrita. Name duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama mayaya parita jnana asuram bhavamashrita. These four kinds of wrongdoers do not surrender to me. Fruitive workers, comparable to animals, fallen persons who take the highest path, devotion, but later reject it, considering it inadequate or worthless. Those whose knowledge covered by illusion, Maya, despite their scriptural study, they consider that only the form of Lord Narayana is worshipable, and they think that Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, and other factual forms are merely mortal. And the demoniac, impersonalists who dismember my form by their arrows of false logic, resembling demons like Jarasandha. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritin arjuna arto jingaso artarti jnanicha bharatarshaba. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritin arjuna arto jingaso artarti Dhyanicha Bharatarshaba. O Arjuna, best of the Bharatas, four kinds of persons have the fortune to worship me: the afflicted, the seeker of knowledge, the seeker of happiness, and the self-realized. Tesham Jnani Nitya Yukta Eka Bhakti Vishishyate Priyohi Janino Chartam Aham Sacha Mama Priya. Jnani Nitya Yukta Eka Bhakti Vishishyate Priyohi Jnanino Tarartam Aham Sacha Mama Priya. Of these four types of devotees, best is the self-realized person who is my pure devotee and whose consciousness is fully absorbed in me, for I, Shyamasundar, am very dear to him and he is dear to me. Udara sarva evaite jnani tvatma eva me matam ashtita sahi yuktatma Mamnevanutanam gatim Udara sarva ayivaite Jnani tvatma iva nevmatam Astita sahi yuktatma Mamnevanutamam gatim. Certainly, they are all noble souls, dear to me. Yet the spiritually self-realized soul is as beloved to me as my own self, for he has given his heart to me as his only shelter and the ultimate goal of life. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavamam prapadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudulabha Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavamam prapadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudulabha. After many births, the enlightened soul blessed with devotional association realizes that everything is of the nature of or subordinate to Vasudeva, and thus he surrenders unto me. Such a great soul is very rare. Kamaistaisteritagyana prapadyante nyadevata tam tam niyamam ashtaya prakritya niyata swaya kamaistaisteritagyana prapadyante nyadevata tam tam niyamam ashtaya prakritya niyata swaya. Persons misled by worldly desires, being governed by their own natures, worship other godly personalities like the sun god and many demigods, adopting the corresponding rituals to attain their objectives. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shradaya chitam icchati tasya tasya chalam shradham tam eva vidadam yaham. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shradaya chitam ucchati tasya tasya chalam shradham tameva vidadam yaham. According to a person's desire, as his faith grows to worship a particular demigod, I, as the supersoul in his heart, make his faith strong in that demigod, representing a form of me. Satte shradayo yuktas tasya radanam ihate labhate cha tata kamam mayaiva vihitam hitan. Satte shradaya yuktas tasya radanam ihate labhate cha tata kamam mayaiva vihitam hitan. His faith nourished by me, such a devotee continues worshipping the deity of that demigod and attains all his desired objects from that deity. Again, this happens by my sanction alone, since I am the supersoul situated within the heart of the demigod too. Antavatu phalam tesham tadbhava chalpamedarsam devam devanyajodyanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. Antavatu phalam tesham tadbhava chalpamedasam devam deva yajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. But the fruit obtained by those unwise worshippers of the demigods is temporary. They reach the gods they worship, but my devotees come to me. Avyaktam vyaktim apanam manyat yante mam abuddhaya parambhavam ajananto mamavayam anuttamam. Avyaktam vyaktim apanam manyante mam abuddhaya parambhavam ajananto mamavayam anuttamam. My eternal, super excellent nature, my form, qualities, activities and pastimes are all transcendental. But unwise persons cannot know the truth, and they think the formless Brahma took birth in Vasudeva's cell as an ordinary human being. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samambrita mudhoyam nabijanati lokamam ajamavayam. Naham prakasha sarvasya Yogamaya Samambrita Muddoyam Nabijanati Lokomam Majamavayam. By my sweet will, remaining concealed by my own potency, I am not manifest to anyone and everyone. So the foolish cannot know me, the son of Vasudev, unborn and ever existent in my divine Shyamasundar form of beautiful feature, like a blackish rain cloud. Vedaham samatitani vartmanani charjuna bhavishyani chabutani mamtu vedana kaschana. Vedaham samatitani vartmanani charjuna bhavishyani chabutani mamtu vedana kaschana. O Arjuna, I know all living beings of the past, present and future, but no one can know me in truth. Iccha dvesha samutena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani samoham sargeyanti parantapa. Iccha dvesha samutena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani samoham Sagre Danti Parantape. O Arjuna, chastiser of the enemy, at the manifestation of the universe, all beings become deluded by duality based on likes and dislikes. Yesam tu antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva mohanirmukta vajante mam drida brata. Yesham tvananta gatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva mohanirmukta vajante mam dridabrata. But the performers of virtuous deeds are purified of all sin by the fortune of association with my pure devotee. Thus, freed from the illusion of duality, they worship me with firm resolve. Jara marana mokshaya mamashritya jatanti te ye te brahmatad vidu krishnam adhyatmam karma chakilam. Jara marana mokshaya mamashritya jatanti ye te brahmatad vidu krishnam adhyatmam karma chakilam. Those who strive for freedom from the world of disease and death, placing their trust and devotion in me, they know Brahma, they know the soul, and they know karma, the action that binds the soul again and again to this mundane plane of suffering. Sadhibhutadi dhidaivamam sadhigyajam chaye vudhu prayanakale pichamam te vidhur jukcha chetasa sadhi bhutadi dadaivam mam sadhi agjam chaye vidhu prayana kale pichamam te vidhur jukcha chetasa. And those who know me in relation to the worldly plane, the celestial plane, and the plane of sacrifice, such persons, their consciousness absorbed in me, know me even at the time of death, afflicted in the face of fearful death, they do not forget me. Iti Sri Mahabharate Satta Sahasrayam Samhittayam Vaishasikyam Bhishma Parvani Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Sambade Jnana Vijnana Yoga Nama Saptamodayaha. End of the Chapter 7, Knowledge and Realization of the Supreme, from the conversation of Sri Krishna and Arjuna in Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishad, the Yoga Scripture of Transcendental Knowledge, in Bhishma Parva of Sri Mahabharata, the Holy Scripture revealed by Srila Vyasadeva in 100,000 verses. Chapter 7, many, a short chapter and many things there in that chapter. Very nice chapter. So previously Krishna ended the sixth chapter by explaining that the best of all yogis is he who worships the Lord with attachment and love and devotion. And then, at the beginning of this chapter, he explains that those who worship him with steadfast attachment, they attain full knowledge of the Lord in all his aspects, and particularly the supreme sweetness of the Absolute. Having reached the human form of life, we should try to utilize this opportunity to search out the cause of existence and to pursue transcendental knowledge. So, you know, Krishna explains that the human form of life is rare, and that when we come to this human form of life, of innumerable human beings, very few strive to understand the nature of the soul and the supersoul. And of those that understand that, who have some realization about that, or some understanding about that, Krishna says, hardly one knows me in my fullness. Then Krishna explains to Arjuna his three potencies, Yogamaya, Mahamaya, and his Tatastha Shakti. So Yogamaya, or the Antaranga Shakti, is his internal energy by which he arranges everything for his satisfaction, and by which one receives enlightenment and connection with divine service. And that being his internal energy, and his external energy, which is the reflection of that, is known as Mahamaya, or the deluding potency. And the Mahamaya arranges everything in this material world. It is told that the Maya Devi, she has two potencies, thrusting potency and covering potency. So by our desire and by our karma, we are thrust into a particular situation in life, and then we are covered by illusion to accept that, or to be satisfied with that to some degree, is the covering potency. People don't question, this is how it is, we just get on with it. So, but still, but we are by nature spiritual beings, then it is not forever that we can be satisfied in such a situation. So we may, if we have good fortune and come in connection with the devotees of the Lord, that may fan the spark within us to search for the reality. Because we are that third potency, or the Tatastha Shakti. The Maya Shakti is called the Bahiranga Shakti. Yogamaya is the Antaranga Shakti, and Mahamaya the Bahiranga Shakti. And the Jiva souls, the individual living beings, the Tatastha Shakti. The Tatastha Shakti situated between the middle of both of those, Yogamaya and Mahamaya, and therefore adaptable to either side, can go to the spiritual side or the material side by their desire, by the use of their free will. They can come to the service world or go to the world of exploitation. But the Tatastha Shakti of the Lord is actually superior to the Maya Shakti. Krishna explains that here. So, although we have the tendency to become overwhelmed by Maya, that is due to our minute nature and the misuse of our free will. So then Krishna says, Daivi esha gunamayi mama maya dharachaya. Daivi, this word Daivi is important for us to understand. It means supramundane, or actually means spiritual. So that means that the Maya Shakti is my divine power. then Krishna says, no one can cross over that. But those who are surrendered to me, then they can easily surmount that maya. By surrender to me, this is the process. Then Krishna explains that he is the supreme, and that nothing is equal or superior to him. And nothing can exist independently of him, being the cause of everything. And not only the cause of everything, but the resting place of all that is. Then he explains this four kinds of people who never surrendered to him, and four kinds of people who eventually surrendered to him. This is a strong verse. This Name Duskritino Mudha Prapadyante Naradama Maya Parita Jnana Asuram Bhavam Ashrita. This is some hard hitting words here. Duskritino. Duskritino means, you know, like wrong, you know, like criminals. Duskritino. Those who are criminals. And mudha. Mudha means like an ass. Foolish like an ass. Mudha. And then he says, asuram. Asuram. Asuram means demon. So these people, they don't surrender to me. Those who are very foolish like asses. And duskritina like criminal. And asuram, demon. Of course, when we think of demon, we think of, you know, like with pointed tail and horns and fangs or something like that. I remember when the first time I came to the temple, I was a young boy, maybe 14 years old. And we'd come to visit there for a few days during the school holidays at Bhaktivedanta Manor. And this one devotee, he said to us, "So, why don't you just stay here with us?" Or is it, "Well, you know, we're back to school on Monday," you know. He said, "Don't go back to school." He said, "The teachers, they're all demons, you know. And your friends, they're also all demons. And your family, your parents, they're also demons." "They're all demons," he told me. And I was thinking, wow, but you don't even know them. You've never even met them. How you can say that, you know? And I was thinking, you know, when you think that demons, you know, you think like devils or something, you know. But of course, not all devils look like Satan. And maybe it is, it was a little fanatical, to say the least, you know. But still, there was some truth in his words also. But we were kids, you know, so we couldn't just, like, stay. There would have been the police would have come, you know, we were only 14 years of age. Anyway. But this is, so this is it, Krishna saying. And what does Krishna say? Who are those, duskritina, the karmis? So karmi means the fruitive workers. There's the difference between karmi and karma yogi. They may be engaged in the same thing. The karmi and the karma yogi, they may both do exactly the same activities. They may both work in the bank or wherever it is for the company, or whatever their job may be. But one is thinking that what I am doing, I will prosper, my family will prosper, and we will be happy. But the karma yogi, they are thinking, what I'm doing, then that I can use for the service of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Then that, instead of that work binding him to the material world, that work actually is the cause of his liberation from the material world. It is not the activity itself, but it is the intention and mentality that we use that goes behind it. So those who are only eager for making money and gaining more and more material things, they are, what Krishna calls them, as mudda, or like asses, like the donkey always working, working, working. And in the donkey is very good, you know, because we know that the way to lead the donkey is you put a carrot on the stick, right, and hold it in front of him, and he runs after that that carrot. But it's always just out of his reach. He's always running. Right? And this is the nature of the material world, that always they're dangling a carrot in front of us and we're running after that. This is the carrot is happiness. And we're looking, oh, yes, here it is, come on, just a little bit further. You can do it, you can do it. And all the time we are working like, running and working like the donkey. But the happiness always that little bit away from us, always. So then we are to be a little more sober than that and to understand what is the purpose of life and be more dispassionate in our, you can say, ambitious lives. If we are ambitious, we are ambitious for the service of Krishna. If we are ambitious for success in life, it is for the success of our Gurudev's mission, the success of our temple, the success of our community, devotional community. When that becomes the center of our life, then it is no longer that type of karma, but actually it is that work becomes liberating. Then Naradama, that's another, that's also strong, Naradama. Naradama means fallen, who have fallen from a position. And Guru Maharaj is given in his translation of this, that it means those who take to the path of devotion, but later reject it as being worthless or useless or of no real value. It is a very unfortunate thing. And Guru Maharaj used to give this example that, you know, like in the game of football, when the ball comes very close to the net and misses, yeah, is considered a great, you know, like a great calamity, isn't it? When they used to play the football match, you could hear that, right? Mm-hmm. As the guy goes to kick the ball in the net, everyone goes, yo! Like in a chorus, you hear them, oh, because he missed. So Guru Maharaj used to use that example, that we came to the human form of life and we got connection with devotional service, but finally we missed it, we missed the goal. And the Asuram, he says that those who are Mayavad means that they think that Krishna's form is temporary and illusory, that the impersonal Brahman is the ultimate spiritual reality. So Krishna calls those people as Asuram. And why Asuram? Because they are pursuing a spiritual path. But Krishna calls them Asuram because he says they want to dismember me with their false arguments. It means they want to cut off Krishna's arms and legs and make him an amorphous nothing, you know, or energy or something like that. And they do not admit to his eternal form, pastimes, associates, lila, and so on, all these things. So he says, these type of people, they never surrender to me. Then he goes on to explain the four type of people that do surrender to me. So he says, those who are suffering in the world, who are suffering, often they turn to God. You know, they used to say during the First World War, there are no atheists in the trenches. They used to fight in the trenches, and living in those trenches is like being in hell. So they say there's no atheists in the trenches because they're all praying, oh God, let me get out of here. And back home, their wives and mothers, they're also praying, bring my son, bring my husband home alive. So, and we see, this is not even the saintly Kunti Devi, she's also praying like this, you know. But rather, her prayer is a little different. They're praying, oh Lord, please remove these calamities from our life. This is their prayer. And then when the calamities have gone, thank you God, bye bye, you know, then they forget about him. Or, you know, praise God, let's enjoy life. It's just, you know, like a cursory nod to him then. But Kunti Devi, she's saying, so many calamities come in my life. And when those calamities come to us, we remember you. We remember you, Keshava. I remember you, Krishna. We remember your lotus feet. So my prayer is, let them come more and more, the calamities. Let the trouble and the disturbances come more and more, so we can not forget you. So we will always remember you. So this is the first time we understand that. Who is suffering, they pray to God, please help me. Then those who are searching for knowledge, they want to know the absolute truth. Those who are inquisitive about, you know, curious, they come to the Lord. And those who are situated in knowledge. So, these four. And then Krishna says, of the four, the best are those who are jnanis. Those who seek knowledge of the Absolute, they are the best. They are more dear to me. But this is also the point that although those four type of persons, generally is told, impoverished, suffering, inquisitive, and seeking after the Absolute, though they may find their relief or the goal to which what it is they seek in Krishna, that will have to only be the starting point. Otherwise, that's, you know, we see, oh, now I got some money, now I got some, I'm not suffering anymore, now I my curiosity was satisfied, or now I have some knowledge, is enough. But that won't give us Krishna. It may give us relief from this world, but it will not give us the positive side. That we will have to go a little deeper than that. That shall only be the beginning. And that those who are seeking after knowledge, those that understand that Vasudevam Sarvamiti, that everything is the nature of Vasudev. In other words, everything is dependent on Vasudev, on Krishna. He calls those people Mahatma. And that he says you should know that such a Mahatma or a great soul is very rare. To be a Mahatma is not such a small thing. It is a rare thing in this world. And this is the criteria. Who understands the nature of Vasudev, they can be called Mahatma. And that is a very rare thing in this world. I like some of these verses where Krishna explains, I am the pranav, I am the taste in water, I am the om, and so on. And this also, this in later chapters we hear more of that, but this is very nice. I'm the taste of water, the radiance of the sun and the moon. I am om, the primeval sound vibration, the sound in the ether. I am the fragrance of the earth. I like that. Punya ganda prithivyam cha. It means, immutable means not changeable, can't be changed. Eternally existing as it is. And I am the radiance of the fire, the lifespan of all beings, and the power for those who are doing tapasya to endure the dualities like heat and cold and so on. And the cause of all. And then Krishna goes on to say, those who are desiring transient enjoyment in the world, or impermanent, fruitive results, they worship the devatas. And Krishna says, and I make their faith strong in them, in the god or goddess that they worship, I make their faith strong. According to their desire and their nature, I give them that faith in those devatas. Actually, they do not understand that all power for the devatas to grant any boon is coming from me, Krishna explains. They are not cannot give any independent blessing or boon or anything. So actually, and what is the result of those worshippers of the devatas, the demigods, is that they'll go to those gods. But Krishna says, but my devotees, they come to me. They come to be with me for eternity. So we cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate truth, simply by our mundane intelligence, our limited mental capacity, faculty, intellectual capacity. We cannot understand Krishna in his fullness. And actually, as much as we can understand about the spiritual reality by our own cognition, is we may have some idea about Brahman, about the non-differentiated absolute. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said a very nice thing. When the Supreme is far away, he is known as Brahman. But when he stands before the eyes and enters the heart, he is known as Krishna. So this is a higher understanding. Brahmeti Paramati Bhagavan Iti Sabdhyate. These are three stages of spiritual development. The initial stage is the realization of the Brahman, of the oneness of everything, and of the impersonal aspect of the Lord, that reality. But above that is the realization of the Paramatma, of the indwelling Supersoul in all living beings. And we heard the few chapters ago Krishna explaining this as being the who sees the Paramatma in everything, in the dog or the dog eater, in the Brahmin, in the outcast, in the elephant, in the tree, in everything. He can be called Pandit. Now, this is Paramatma realization. But above Paramatma realization is the realization of Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishna in his fullness. So Krishna explains that by his desire and his own internal potency, that form, that ever-existing transcendental form, Shamsunda form, that remains hidden from the world. And so the ignorant, they think that when Krishna appears in the world as the son of Devaki and Vasudev, it is the unborn Brahma becoming manifest there for some time. But actually his personal form of Shamsundar, dark and beautiful like the black rain cloud, that is his eternal form. And his devotees alone understand that, and know that, and worship that, and even at the time of death they do not forget that. So they can come to Krishna. They can come to Krishna. It is not only that, by that firm adherence and meditation on that transcendental holy form, all sin becomes purged from them, and all desire for worldliness, that also vanishes. Only that Krishna consciousness remains. Krishna consciousness means that he takes possession of everything, full possession of his devotees. So Maharaj Kulasekhar, Guru Maharaj quoting Maharaj Kulasekhar in Prapanajivanamritam, and he says, at the time of death, my life airs will be so much disturbed, and my mental equilibrium will be nowhere, and I will, what will I remember? How will I remember you? I can remember you now that I am fit and healthy and so on, I can remember you, but at the time of death, so many things happening, then how will I remember you? I'm reminded, when many years ago I was in ISKCON, and I had one friend, I won't say his name, but because it's a little personal, the story, but we went for Nama Sankirtan around the West End, and we were attacked by a gang of skinheads.
What does that mean?
It means, you know, like yobs, ruffians. Then you don't see them so much now, but skinheads used to be, they used to shave their head and wear big boots and braces, and these are just like beat people up, you know. Anyway, we were attacked by this gang of skinheads, and that Prabhu, who is my friend, one of them stabbed him in the chest. Stabbed. Yeah, we were doing Sankirtan. We were doing Nama Sankirtan, and we were attacked by them, and he stabbed him in the chest. Anyway, big commotion, you can imagine, and the ambulance came. And the ambulance came, and that Prabhu, he had, his wife was very beautiful. She was from Colombia, and I remember everyone, you know, everyone remarked how beautiful she was. And she also knew how beautiful she was, you know. Her husband just been stabbed, you know. Then the ambulance are taking him away, and she's screaming and like, and then as the ambulance, she's climbing into the ambulance to go with him, you know. And then he told, with the dagger sticking out of him, he told, "Don't let her come. Don't let her come." He said, "Because if I die, I don't want to die thinking about her face, you know, or hearing her sound. So don't let her come." And she's like, beside yourself. For that reason, I don't say it, tell his name. But anyway,
he survived.
He survived. Yeah, he survived. But the point was, he's thinking, I'm dying, and I want to remember Krishna. I don't want to remember the beautiful form of my wife. Maybe it sounds a little harsh, you know. But actually, this is the fact.
But he married her because she was beautiful.
Yeah, that's right. But ultimately...
He did well.
Yeah.
He was cautious.
Yeah, ultimately, devotee wants Krishna.
Yeah.
And whatever is the arrangement in this world, that is for now. Devotee will understand, actually, that. Will understand that. That we will, at our last minute, we want to remember Krishna. Not, you know, they say your life comes flashing before you and all of that, you know, let that go. We don't want that. And so this is why Kulasekhar, he's telling, all these things will come, you know, at the time of death, all these things will come to disturb our mind. How will we be able to remember your lotus feet? Then he says, now I'm well and healthy, and then take me now, then when I can still remember you. This is his prayer. But here Krishna is saying, that those who are my devotee and devoted to me, even at the time of death, they will remember my transcendental form of Shyam Sundar, and they will come to me. This is a wonderful thing. Gita is full of these kind of promises, actually. Krishna makes these promises in many places. Even he tells, you know, even if you understand that my janma and my karma, my birth and my activities are transcendental, not the same as the birth and activities of the ordinary people of this world. If you understand that, you never have to take birth in this world again. This is Krishna's promise. So many places. You worship me, you will come to me. Give yourself to me, bow down to me, become my devotee. It's a very wonderful thing. The Guru Maharaj would say, because here Krishna says, everything is in me, but I am not in, you know, but nothing in me at the same time. Everything in me, nothing in me. everything existing in me. And all living beings are in me, but I am not in them. It says like that. But also in other places we hear it, he's the indwelling supersoul of all. So what is the meaning? In other words, all that is, all of the creation is dependent on him. But he is not dependent on his creation. He is independent of that. Fully transcendental to that. So Guru Maharaj say, everything in me, nothing in me. So that I am the supreme absolute truth. But our solace is that although I am the supreme absolute, I am friendly to you all. I want your friendship, your love, the best for you. So this is the absolute that we worship. Not the frightening aspect of God, you know. Not the jealous God who will strike us down if we make some sin, or burn us perpetually for all eternity if we make some mistake. That is maybe for the common people, fear of God. Some fear of God is necessary, you know. So people behave in society because they think if we do not, punishment will come to us. This is why there is law and there is police and there is prison and all these things. It's not necessary. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you don't need the police or the prison or any of these things. These are for the criminals, right? So, and to protect us from the criminals, because unfortunately we also live where they are criminals. But where everything is harmonious and pure, then none of these things are necessary. So who knows Krishna? Who has Krishna consciousness? Then fear of God is not a factor. We are not. We do not do anything because we are afraid of some bad reaction coming to us. But rather, we do everything with the intention to try to please Krishna. And by pleasing Krishna, Vishvapurna Sukhayate, the whole universe becomes happy. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. The whole world will be happy if Krishna is happy. By pleasing the center, by pleasing the one, all are benefited. By serving the one, all are served. Not the other way around. Like others, like Ramakrishna Mission and all, and others, they say, service to humanity, that is service to God. Service to man is service to Narayana. But we do not accept such a proposal. We say quite the opposite. Service to God is service to man. It's the other way around. When he is satisfied, all will be satisfied. If you try to satisfy all of his creation, but without him, what is the point of that? We want heaven, but without the Lord of heaven. I see that sometimes, you know, there's some Christian preachers, they have this magazine, it's called The Watchtower or something, you know. And often on there you see they have this picture, paradise. Mother, father, children playing, beautiful, lots of fruits and flowers, and everyone's happy. This is like heaven. They're showing heaven. But in that picture, God is not there. He's not anywhere there. Maybe he's somewhere in the background providing everything for them. But this is their idea. We want God's kingdom, but without God being there. You know? We can enjoy perpetually. We don't want him interfering with it. But actually, it's the other way around. In God's kingdom, he is the center of everything. And everyone is fulfilled by serving him, and nobody is neglected, and nobody is feels left out. Rather, quite the opposite. Everybody gets their ultimate satisfaction in his service. So service to the one is service to all, not the other way around. And it is natural. You know, like when you have some elaborate puzzle, or a mechanism or something, when you find the, when all the pieces are put together perfectly, then it all begins to move and harmoniously, you know? Like a watchmaker, when he puts all of the little cogs and everything together, and then finally last piece is there, and then everything moves beautifully. We are a cog in the universal mechanism, if you like, and only we have to find where it is that we're meant to fit. We have a place and we have a purpose. We fit in there, and then suddenly we'll find we're moving in harmony with the Lord. And that harmony is actually a dance, the universal dance. So therefore it is told in Brahma Samhita that in that Chintamani Dham, that spiritual abode, there every word is a song and every step is a dance. We can understand this. The most beautiful thing. That to find our place in that eternal existence of with the Lord, then we will find satisfaction, harmony, and we will find ourselves dancing in the wave of that ecstatic rapture, and singing in that, singing and dancing. And Guru Maharaj say when the eternal nature of the soul, when that becomes activated by ecstasy, then when you try to express that, that comes out as a song. And when you try to move towards that, that comes out as a dance. It cannot be any other way. So this is dancing. And not singing and dancing for any, you know, hedonistic or mundane purpose, but for spiritual, as a result of spiritual inspiration. This is a very nice chapter, only 30 verses, but very nice, very concisely Krishna explaining, you know, and showing that He is the Supreme Lord. And also this, He also does away with this idea that all paths lead to the same end. You know, there's that saying, all roads lead to Rome, they say, don't they? But actually it's not true. Different roads lead to different places. So it's not that by worshipping any god you get the same result. Krishna explains that you get only a temporary reward by worshipping the devatas, and they will go to the devatas. But those who worship me, Krishna says, and serve me, they'll come to me. And that is an eternal function, factor, not temporary thing. And Krishna also telling, it actually is a kind of foolishness. To worship the devatas is a kind of foolishness, because all what they can give you, they can only give you by the sanction of Krishna anyway. So, better to go to Krishna. That's why it is told, if you are filled with all desire for all things, material things, whatever they may be, go to Krishna. Ask Him to fulfill those desires. And if you have no desires at all for anything in this material world, go to Krishna. In either case, go to Krishna. And whether He fulfills your desire or not, you know that it will be, the outcome will be wonderful, beyond your wildest expectation. Now Krishna is explaining that His eternal form, that is Shamsundar. Shamsundar, like the blackish rain cloud. Sham means black, like the rain cloud, and Sundar, beautiful. Shamsundar. And that is the form that his devotees adore, that form, and worship that form. So, we are trying to remember Him as Shamsundar. So today we'll stop. We can give out our study guides for today and a few verses. I included a few verses to learn. It is 4 verses. Rasoham Apsukunteya, that is a very nice verse, and Daibiesham Gunamayi, important verse. Bahunam Janmanante, this is also important verse. Antavattu Phalam Tesham, this is of Krishna explaining the superiority of his worship over the worship of the gods and goddesses, the devatas. Alright. Jai Shri Krishna Arjun ki jai, Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Jai. Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Jadavaya Namaha.